You know, the Sioux Indians is a, they call themselves that, but the Sioux is a like calling a Negro a nigger, or it's a very bad word for the Indians. They're given them by the French. I mean, they are their name is the Dakotas, which means brother. It means the nation of brothers. But the Sioux, they call themselves that now. Externally, but it was really a bad racial name that the French gave them, which means the stinking one. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that?
I heard some of those religions, you know. But anyway, I stood there, you know, and then I thought I was big man because I could speak English. And always I said to myself, when I speak English, I want to be great big man. I want to teach the people what to look in one way and what to look another way. And I understand I'm a professional, you know. But I could say, required to the things I see last night, and required to the things I've been seeing. Now, since I got a little experience, or since I've been acting like a man, you know, there's so many things to make you sick in your stomach every time you see them, you know, every time you hear. Because I'm a person that don't have no education, but I'm a person that I've been taking advice from the world. I've been taking advice from so many people. When I was a little boy, I mean, when I come to the United States, sometimes I used to go pass by, you know, three white people, he was talking there. I don't know what the hell was he talking about. But anyway, he was talking about something it happened like an accident, you know. Every time I pass through somebody, they start laughing. And always I told myself he was laughing by me. So I turned around and cast him around in Spanish, you know. Because I know he was talking about me. I was the kind of person that don't like nobody to look at me, you know. I mean, it's all right to look at me, but not to look too long. Because he might melt me down, you know. So I told the people, sometimes I told them, what the hell are you looking at? You know me or you want to know me? You see? Well, a lot of the people, old people, you know, we believe in respect. John Keats, you have to respect old people. That's true, we have to respect. But sometimes, person like me, we thought we're so grateful in this world, you know, and we told bad thanks to the person, old person, the person is slapping. You know? But sometimes I turn around English, some word, you know, and this guy told me the wrong word, bad word, and I go with all my heart and say the right things, and the people, boom, slap me too. So this is the way I've been learning. I've been learning in a real hard way, you know, all the experience I got. I never been one day in a school in the United States. A school in Spanish, I only went to the third grade, they kicked me back to the second grade, you know, that one day in third grade. Because I was no good. I was not paying attention to my school. I got to sleep in a school, you know. I don't like the school. I thought the school was miserable. But now, I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry for that day, because every time I see one paper in English, I want to read it, I want to know what he's saying, but I can't read it. So what I had to do, give it to somebody else so they could read it for me. So somebody else, he gets another product before me. So now it's why I'm fighting for this cause, you know. It's why we're fighting against the glory so we could, our kids don't grow up in the same way. So we could be proud of our kids to give them an education. I don't want my kids to say he's going to be a president. But at least I want my kid to read his name. At least I want my kid to be able to sit down in some kind of office and type in some kind of type of machine. I want at least my kid, my son, they come to be a teacher. See? I want so many things for my kid, and I don't think just me. All the people, you want the same thing. All the people, they do have children. We want about the same thing. But only thing that happens to some people, they give us opportunities, and some people don't give any opportunities at all. you know. Required to the case we had last night, and immediately, you know, with the studios there. The studios is, you read too much books. Education is good, it's barely good. But too much education, it makes the people separate the class. That's why the education is being doing discrimination into three class generations. First class, middle class, and third class. Third class is too big for us. They put the people down all the time. You see? Right now, we got the Mexican community. The Mexican community, no. The Mexican community in America, Mexican Americans, education association, in college levels, I guess. But those people are supposed to be helping Mexicans. Those people are supposed to be helping poor people. For those people, it's supposed to be a Mexican community. They want to discriminate the language. Because I was yesterday night on air, and all you do is speak English all the time. But the real high education English, which I don't understand. Says what you call the Mexican community, this is, it can't be called Mexican community. It's not what they call American community. Because the Mexican community, you got to teach them the people and your own language too. You can't forget it. What the people doing over here, forcing the people to forget this language. And it's thousands and thousands of people in the United States who can't speak Spanish. Here is a Mexican. Someday he go back to Mexico. Someday he go visit Mexico. He can't understand the other people. And what the Mexican people say, he is a gringo. He's a white man. He is a dark, so I'm a white man. You see? Because the people, they don't know what they're saying once. And the people that come from here, they don't know what they're doing over there at all. A lot of the people here, they were wearing nice suits, driving a nice car. They go to Mexico, putting the people down and say, poor people. Why is it here to say poor people? I don't think it's right to say poor people. Whoever feels sorry for somebody, and instead of just feeling sorry, why don't you go ahead and do something about it? You know? Because it won't do any good to say to you, poor girl, I feel sorry for you. Then it means I'm going to settle down your problems. But it's, to me, suppose you don't have no sweater, and it's too cold. And then I say, poor people, you're not going to get warm with it. Why instead of say, losing time and say, poor people, why not I don't go and run and get another sweater and bring it to you? Not new one, old sweater. Soon as you can cover your body. You know? But what? Some people, you got too much for yourself. And you feel so proud of keeping telling the people, poor people. We, this is the same people, we're not better than anyone. Because when we die, only what we are is a bunch of dirt and a piece of bone. That's what we are. And we still feel grateful to another people. Right, this earth will feel grateful. But we know about it, we got to treat ourselves with the same. And that's the same thing what education, too much education does. I saw the kids last night, you don't know, I understand about problems to the poor people in the farm. They don't know, understand the problems about a sacrifice. Some of the people say, the sacrifice, I'm not going to go to the dance tonight. Or if you not go to the dance, I'm not going to rain. That's what you call a sacrifice. Of course, it is part of the sacrifice. But part of the sacrifice, they help your enemy. They help your friends. They help the other human beings. That's the biggest sacrifice we got to do. And that is the people we don't do. Okay, you take the land for now. The land is such a small town. Nobody knows anything about the land. Except the people is there. None of the people will be passing 25 times through there, through the freeway, 99. You could see the Leno from the freeway, but who looked at the town because it was too little? It was too little. There was not any fancy stuff like it is in Sacramento. The people that go by, oh, it's just a rash. You see poor workers working in the field, you know. But you don't know what is inside that field. You don't know how many slaves he was working in that field. But now, we've been pushing the people to know. They relax. What to mean the Leno? The Leno, you got a big story, you know. And the Leno, thousands and thousands of families die in the field. With what beneficiaries? It's no beneficiaries at all. Who getting all the money, Uncle Sam? The big lord. Buying acres and acres. Every year he buys land. And the people, he can afford to buy anything. Sometimes he can afford to buy pens. We work only 7 months a year. We only be making $1.15 at $1.25. And I never find a man to tell me how we could support a man, how we could support our children, 6-7 children with $1.25 or $1.15. There's so many people in the United States, they got a lot of college, a lot of readings. They can't even say they got real good brains. I never find a man to figure out how we could live with $1.15. How we could live with $1.25. I want a man to stand up and tell me how much education we could give it. How many tortillas we could give to the kid for $1.15. How proud we could be, our children, for $1.15. What kind of dignity we're going to have for $1.15. There's no place we could do any dignities that way, you know. When there's another people that was making better wages because it's in unions. Farming never been recognized by any unions at all. You take your equipment for the construction in the cities. We call them caterpillars, you know. Cats, a lot of people call them over here. This equipment, we work in the field with this kind of equipment, which you see right here, you see. This is a caterpillar too. Only thing, this is bigger than this one. You got more power. We never got ground with this one. We do some ditches. We do cultivating with this. And we the people with a better education, and we could ride this kind of equipment. And this man, all you have to learn how to drive it and set down and just keep going. See, this machine breaks down, this man, you don't have to worry about me fixing it at all. And we do. We learn how to ride and we learn how to fix it. We don't go to school to learn how to fix it. We learn in a hard way. And the way we learn, or why we learn, is because we like to keep our boss happy. Because we like to keep our boss happy, so that way you don't have to call the mechanic and spend $6 an hour, $7 an hour, paying the mechanic to come and fix it. So we can still have a job. We kiss our boss' foot to get $1.50. That's what the man is earning right here. The man in the farm is $1.50. Driving a day, have that kind of equipment, you know. And the man in the construction, $5.73. $5 an hour. Yeah, an hour. Well, the men in the city, all they have to do is drive it. They take a lot of coffee time, coffee break, what you call it. And we don't take coffee break. Sometimes we have to eat right in front of the caterpillar, you know. Keep going, eat it with one hand, and keep going with another one. Because we're behind the work. And the man earned $5.73. But the man he earned over here $1.50. Why? If we're doing the kind of, same kind of work, we're using the same kind of caterpillars, why is the idea to pay us cheap than the city man? The man is supposed to have a dignity, but the day we live, the men for the city play a union. Mm. And even see they made a chicken to talk. The union talk for them. Mm. That's what the union does. Mm. You find these rollers using in a blacktop. This is women using a blacktop. The level. To level the parking lots, to level the streets, to level a lot of grounds like this. With this machine, we gotta keep them on level. We can't touch the ground with that. As soon as we touch the ground, we'll break the sequence, we'll break the bearings, we'll break the auger. Mm-hmm. Okay, this man, you don't have to worry at all to fix this thing. All you have to worry is to have it wide in this tank so you can have it wide around through here too. So we don't get sticking the wheels. Right here, what we have to worry, you know, not to touch the ground, or the alfalfa here, you know. The sequel break down in the field, we have to get off and take them off right there and fix it, repair. We got to fix it ourselves right there. We pull sequels, we pull bearings, we pull augers, hit it. You know? We pull all these things, we get flagged, we fix them in the field too. You see? And this meeting will fix nice and see back down, we have to go off and set down. He's still making one, he's still getting price right there. Because he's not his fault that the machine break down. Mm-hmm. And see this one, the injury will run up, so that man he can come to work. Mm-hmm. For a day or two, but he don't get paid either. If the union does, the union they get loose time. And the farm we don't get no loose time. Mm-hmm. Okay, and right here this man is making $1.15. At $1.50. This is the man in the farm. The man in the city is making $4.45. And not because it's a union man. This man he got disability. This man he got unemployment. And this man in the farm he don't got nothing. All the chance he got is to go to the welfare and ask for help. As for the meals, and sometimes the dogs you don't want to eat it either. But we have to eat it because we don't want to die. We're afraid to die. It's all opportunity we do have. So now we're fighting for this. We want to have the same rights as the union man he does have. But who helping us? Who looking to us? Nobody. Nobody helping us. Because why? The rich people, they want to keep the poor people down all the time. So we could live. They got themselves a contractor. A contractor is taking a lot of money away from us. Without doing anything, all they have to do is just push around the people. Because it takes so small. Anybody can push around people. Anybody can stay watch people working. And they make it because you stay watching us working. This is making better money than us. And they get some percentage from us. They get some percentage for the farmer. The man is making the money. Also the farmer too. And the worker before he gets nothing. It's the soccer people. It's the people is dumb. This is the slave people who are supposed to be working. You take this for example, we call them blacktop. I wasn't feeling it until I was doing this kind of job. And I was not a union man. But I only think I was making $1.50 an hour, that's what he told me. My biggest check account, it was $60. It was another man, he can't speak English. Only he was working for the construction. All he do is just sleeping the floor. He was making $350. And one time we got together and we talked. And I asked him, why are you making $350? He said, I'm smart than you. Because I could speak English. Him, he can't speak English at all. He said, yeah. You're smarter than me in language. You can speak English. But I'm smarter than you because I recognize myself on union. And you not recognize yourself on union. So you're the stupid, and I'm the smart. So when he told me that, I relaxed. I find out, I mean, it wasn't true. It was just true because he was making better money than me. He was living in better conditions than me. Okay, this man is making $380 in a blacktop. This was a chevo in a hand. Okay, we got another man in the farm, stepping big for the chore handle hole. There is 4 inches and a half right there, the hole he got, the way the fish look like. But it seems to me it could be about 3 inches and a half up to 4 inches, but only we have right now. Now this man, he was making only $1.10 up to $1.40 an hour. And the man in your farm is working more hard than the man is working in a blacktop from the city. But it's still the city making a lot of money. Why? Because they got somebody to talk for him. And the man in the farm, who gonna talk for him? Nobody. Nobody, that man is alone. That man doesn't have a right. But the people in the city, they do have a right because it's a human being. And the people who work in the field, it seems like it's an animal. Because they don't give him no right. And that's why now we stand, try to be a human being. Now, we try to say, we are human beings. We do have rights. But let's get the rights. And to get the rights, we have to win a strike to get a right for the farm workers. Because the way I understand, it won't be no farm, it won't be no business at all in the big city. The main root of the life is the farm. All the pollution where it comes from the farm. No matter what kind of pollution it is, even gasoline, they come from the ground. And how the people get the money to buy the gasoline? To make it in a farm. And then in the big cities, the people, they always sell the things to make more money so they could buy some gasoline. But anything is growing up, somebody sit down and think, this life is only one chain, but you got to fire one from one end to the other one, and you be dying in a farm. The farm is the main thing. If everything starts from the farm. A lot of people, soon as, when they were suffering in the union, they was organizing themselves, they claimed for help for a lot of people. But now, seems like some of the union men, I don't say all of us, but some of the union men, they got a union, they got a victory. Big for God by the rest of the people. We come here to the stores and do some picking and boycott. And I see so many union men go through there. And they make me sick in my stomach when they go through there. Because the signs I do have, union men is there so many times, we got to have a sign for the recognition of the union. I do have a sign. It's painted by union people. And I got a million buckles. When that people is in a strike, you don't like nobody to cross his picket line. They want everybody to respect his picket line. Because it's a union member. Because he got a union buckle in his sign. If sign without a union buckle, it was not good. It's not a sign. It's not recognized by any union man. So we went ahead and buy the union buckles. Now we got a sign, it's a union. But what it means to the people? Nothing. Because he don't care. Because he already got his victory. And he don't care for the rest of the people. But I would like it. Every union man, when he see me in a store, even if it's one person in a store, and he got the sign, he got the union buckle, I would like the people to respect our picking line. So we could respect the picking line someday. We do have a picking line too. But only way, so the people who have on the unions to respect our picking lines, not to cross our picking line, no matter what it is. Because union is recognized by a union. A union is a union. And what I got is a union buckle. And that union buckle means a lot of things to them too. But some of the people, they still don't want to understand it. You know, want to understand it because he's not starving no more. He's like a nice, better life.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Why do you think that American Association or whatever, Mexican American, as they call them, association, don't listen to you? Why? Can you give me the question? Can you give me the answer?
Why they don't listen to me?
Yeah, why? Why they don't want to have nothing to do?
Are they supporting the strike, the association?
I went yesterday to the mayor and I asked it. But these people is the 60s, most interested in forest and selling cakes and watching people wearing a nice clothes. It's most interested in that kind of stuff than stepping the sacrifice for somebody else. They have another four people.
Well, when you get through that,
and that's why I say I say quite sure, you know, that you won't help me. But the people, you know, never look around. Always they looking just the further. And we're supposed to go look back too, you see. See what we got behind. It's like in this country, United States, it's a lot of donations. Even right here, people have been coming asking me for donations to send overseas. No, not the country. You see? But the people have forgot that we got problems in this country. But what happened is people have been just looking to the other people. As opposed to these two countries, we want to keep the Russians happy. So we give them things. We want to keep the Chinese happy. We give them things. You see? We want to keep, like right now, Vietnam. We want to keep some of the enemies there. We're going to keep them happy so we don't have a war with them. So we give them groceries. We give them money. We give them clothes, ammunition. We give them things. But what about the people that's right in the middle of the United States?
In your own house, in your own country.
Just because I try to keep you happy, I will let my family starve. No. First my country, then next another country. But a lot of the people don't realize the point. And this is the way so many people is really educating, and you just want to do something for another country when you never do for his own country. That's the word,
that's the biggest point, Marcus.
President of the United States is saying, it's not what the country do for you, it's what you could do for your country. But it was true. It was true what the man said.
Kennedy said.
Mm-hmm. But the people still don't realize what's the meaning of that word. A lot of the people you don't relax. He thought it was just some kind of joke, I guess. But see, we don't do nothing for this country. And we kept it happening in other countries. Someday, that country gonna say, poor Americans. And that's what we're gonna be, poor Americans. Because we got too much, and someday we're gonna stop at nothing. Why? Because we're giving everything away. Everything to go away. And the people here is starving. The people here in this country is starving. Even their government is sending too many rocks to the moon. I know they want to discover something. I know it's right. Good. But the government, you got their mind, just decided to send money down there. All the money. Where do you get all the money from us? From the taxes we pay. The government, you get all the money from us. But when we're in trouble, we don't got no government at all. Like right now, why the government didn't do something about it? They said the rules of the law is supposed to pay another $49. But I got books to show to the government, to anybody, that is not another $49. And if the people say I'm a liar, they have to tell the labor information. He's a liar, he's a government people. These are ones that liar because these are the ones that make the book. You see, I'm a liar. I'm going just what the book said there, you know. I looked at the prices in the book. Every county in the state of California, they got different prices. And Tulare County in Kern County is the cheapest county in the world. I mean, not in the world, but in the state of California. Even in Central California, They used to be cheap country down here, you know, cheap rally. Now, they pay in $1.40. It is close to Mexico.
They are there now.
You take this money with you. Some of the guys are making up to $1.70 by the piece work. It's making good. But what about the leno? The leno is just barely eating it, so it does. We're the kinds of men, we have to force our wounds to work so we could live, so we persist. For example, most of the farm workers people, you know, we get up, people live 40 miles from the leno, 40 miles from the leno, we come to the leno and work. Because it's the bodies that got work there, not a farm there. Okay, we get up 3:30 in the morning, we make lunch, my wife, we make lunch. By 4 o'clock, I get up, I eat breakfast, 4:30, we get off and start going on our way. We get to the leno by 5:30, 6 o'clock, we're working. Okay, I would like you, whether you keep track of the time that my wife will be working. Put the time here. From 3:30 in the morning okay 6 o'clock we start working. Really working in the farm. We start getting paid at least 6 o'clock. We work to 12 o'clock. We stop at 12 o'clock for lunch. 30 minutes for lunch. Okay. 1 o'clock we start again. And we work sometimes to 5 or to 6. And we stop. We go home. We can get home. I wonder if you have to go and clean up dishes. I wonder if you have to go and sweep the floor, clean up the house. And sometimes you have to wash clothes in the night. It's the only time you got to clean up. So anyway, by the time I want to go to bed, it's probably be 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. So how many hours would it would be?
3:30. Oh, you'd be working
10
and a half.
10 and a half.
And to get to work,
2. And to get to sleep?
That's 14 and a half. And then you work 4 hours more when you're home. It's about 18 hours.
That's how much? About 18 hours, you say?
Yeah.
It's by how much a woman she has to sacrifice. But we have to force our wife to work. Even sometimes we come to be a big liars. You know, in different ways. Sometimes we tell the kids, look, son, I'm behind with the rent. I can't make it. I'll be losing my house. Or the streets are going to shut it off because I don't have the money to pay. I can't make it with the money I'm making now. So we're going to write a note to the teacher. We're going to tell him you're sick. Because if we've been having things like this, a lot of times we lie. We tell the teacher, our kids are sick, so we can take our kids and work 2-3 days. And the second way we lie, we tell the people, we tell our kids, look, son, don't worry. If you make the school for 2-3 days, next week you get shot. But we are big liars. That's what we are, big liars. Because we know one day of school you miss, you never catch up. You never catch up with that education. One day is lost, and one day you miss, it's lost, and lost, and lost. You never catch them up. Why do we have to do that? Because with $1.15 up to $1.25, we have not enough money to support our kids. It is not enough money to pay our rent. There's not enough money to buy me nice clothes. I don't say real fancy clothes, but at least these some kind of decent clothes. There's not enough money to say my kid is going to go to school, he's going to go to college, and he's going to study my daughter, or he's going to study be bookkeeper, or something like this. We can't say that. And we can be feel proud to say to my wife, look, and instead, tell me 2 days, in 3 days, stay home. I can't. I have to tell her, no, listen, you got to go with me work every day. you want to eat meat, you better work every day. Because if you don't eat work every day, you're not going to eat meat. Well, you're going to eat beans all the time. And I don't think now nobody likes to eat beans all the time because you get tired of beans. The people you like mix a little bit. Different kind of things. And we can afford it to buy different kind of things. So that's how the people suffer. And that's how most of the Spanish people have been getting real behind in education. Because we make our kids lose too many schools. Make our kids lose too many times. Nowadays you can't lose no time. Nowadays, I know what's the mini school. Before I thought it was a school some kind of baloney, you know. But now I know what's the mini school. You feel miserable when you got a piece of paper in your hand and you can't even understand. Suppose, this is for young kids. Suppose this kid he got a girlfriend. So what do you have to do? Go tell somebody, hey, I'm going to read me this letter. Find out what your girlfriend told you first. Who's going to find out? The other man is reading the letter for you. You can't make love to your girl because you feel ashamed to tell that person, okay, tell them nice kissing, or nice kiss, or give 2-3 kisses. I mean, you feel ashamed. You can't say what you want to say. Because you always have to ask somebody for favors. You always have to beg somebody to read your letter. Always to write your letter. And we don't want the kids to keep going with that kind of life. See, United States, it wants to be a victory. But to be a victory, to give a plenty of education to the kids. Not to look to the top class or to the middle class. To look to the fourth class. To start away from the bottom. So that it can be three or four people that could do something about it. Because the way I heard so many things, a lot of discrimination in the United States. You take this for example. I don't know much about it, but I could say, or whatever word I say, I could back it up. You know, because I know. This earth over here, it was for Indians. White people, Anglo people, you say. And not for this country. They come here to get the name like a white. Okay. The Negro people, they come to the United States like a slave. They bring him like he was a slave. Because he was a slave. Okay, why did they bring that people over here? He's not going to train him like a human being. This you let him die over in Africa, he's not going to train him like a human being. No, but I bring him over here to show discrimination. They bring him over here just to tell him right in their face, you black nigger. Why did he call him nigger? Did you call him a human being? Because he's a human being. You know? But why? Why did he make this? Just because some people, he got a real white skin. But if we take the skin off, inside we're the same. And there are the people who don't realize that point. We the same. This earth is for all of us. But all of us, we got to look like our brothers. Because that's what we are, brothers. But the way we do, the way we live like our dogs. Fighting each other, discriminating each other. The time for our children is not to make them grow with that kind of hate. Not to make them grow with that kind of discrimination. It's a time for us to keep telling our kids, look, you'll get together with this Negro. You'll get together with these Mexicans. You'll get together with any nationality. All the people do the same. But what some of the old parents we say, don't mess around with them Negro. Don't mess around with that white. Don't mess around with that Mexican. You see? Why? Why do you want to introduce us with the same kind of heat that you have? It's so wonderful, so beautiful to see people together talking like a human being. But it's so sick, I mean, it makes people sick in the stomach, it makes it so difficult. When you see a people fighting each other for something that belongs to them. power in the land, you know, to
manage the people,
to look at us the same, to give it the same authority. Okay, the Bama is fighting for the same way. Because the Negro and the Mexican is the people that have been discriminated most. There's another nationality. You go to Texas and you find some cafes and say, no Mexicans allowed, no Negroes allowed. You got a business place. What do you want me? You want me or you want her or you want our money?
The money is the same.
We pay with American money in the United States. And to this Negro who come over here, he's going to pay with American money. But no. Say, look at the president, he's no one the nationality there. The business is supposed to look all the people the same. The churches is supposed to look all the people the same. No matter what religion you are, you know. It's still going only one way.
You can't look at all the people the same if you're making money off of some of the best stuff.
What do you mean you can look all the people the same?
You're making money off of them. That's why the growers look at the Mexicans. I mean, because they're exploiting them. And so they have to make them seem to be the lowest. I mean, you can't exploit your equal.
Why do they do that when we are white race? Our race was born in this country. There were no Mexicans before Spanish people discovered America. There was no Mexican race at all. Our Mexican race came from the Spanish and English. The reason that they call us Mexican is because of our mix. And that's why our language is a Spanish. I'm American. Yeah, because I'm born in this country. Marcos didn't born in this country, but he is American. A lot of people think that only United States of America is American. But America is from Canada to Brazil. Every Mexican is an American. The Mexican name they came because they call us, because we're mixed. But we are white race, and that could be proved with my birth certificate, with my marriage license, on my records that I have on my social security, and they ask what race, white. Because I'm no color, I'm a Negro. I'm no Chinese. I'm no Japanese. I'm no Filipino. We are white. But regardless, with my slave, there's no difference.
I don't see why we should be white,
well,
though.
But like Michael was saying, that the question that I asked him on this, that we even have discrimination even among our people. This, what they call American, Mexican, descended from Mexicans. There's no such a thing. A lot of people say, well, Mexican people speak Mexican. No, there's no such a Mexican language. Our language is the Spanish Castilian.
All this country belonged to the Spanish.
Yeah,
I mean, this was your country.
We were born in this continental from the Spanish and the Indians. Indians, you can't call them a nation.
They are
a nation. Wait a minute. They call them tribes because they're different tribes and they use a dialect, not a language. A language is...
No, they have a language.
But it's not a dialect,
no. The Kula language is a language, and the Nahuatl language is a language. I hope I have a language.
It is, Esther, it is a language.
Each tribe has a different language. It's a complete language of the root
out of your language.
It's a language left out of language.
But I mean, it has a root, you see, that comes from, that is their
complete language. It's different than
their nationality.
Mark was born in Mexico. I was born in this country. He's just as American as I am.
Of course.
Because he's born in America. It's America.
Someday the Americas will be one country. All the Americas.
That's right.
Alaska,
and
Canada, Cuba. That would be wonderful.
One day is going to be that day. It's what I was wondering. Look. Let's look when we had a war in the United States. Okay, the United States, it was losing. It was losing real bad one. The war. So many millions and millions of soldiers, it was getting killed.
The second war, I'm going to
need? Yes, I guess it was the second war. Who came to help the United States? He didn't come China, he didn't come Russia, he didn't come another nationality. Mexico got the help of those 201 airplanes. And it was not one regular soldier in their bunch. It was multiple gentlemen. No.
That's one called
soldiers, you know.
That was from their Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah. They can't even say the United States.
Because
so, to be what we are now,
1966.
A lot of the people died in the war. But who demands the people? Who demands the people? Nobody. We, right now,
not even on the story.
We got a victory. We got a freedom. You know? We able to see so many good things now. And when that soldier can never see a good thing anymore. It's nothing but a bunch of dirt right there. Okay, you take the picture, what's in Medrano?
Veterans.
Now. Those people is supposed to have a better right. Because some of the people he was hurt in the service. And you see so many people of those working in the field things like that. Why are the people that don't have no medals? Why are the people that don't treat them better than us? Because we the people, we like we say in Mexican, you know, we like to go to the table when the plate is full already, you see. We don't like to sacrifice ourselves to get something and put in that plate. And that's the people we got over here. Even in Mexico, we got them too, you see. I was the man in Carranza, you know. When, before the revolution, some of the, we call it Gachapin, I think it was the Spanish people.
Spanish.
The Spanish people, they had for the slaves the Mexicans for a long, long time.
And the Mexicans, that's what we were
doing. It was a claim. This door, you suppose they got 4 tons of the workers, 4 tons of the slaves right there. Mm-hmm. They got a big ranch and a big valley there, you know. He owns only by one man. Well, that man, he put his own church right there. And he makes the people believe whatever he wants to. This glory makes the people believe whatever he wants over here. And this another glory over here, he makes another people believe whatever he wants to. So how can he stand against each other with the religion? And I think it's one way how so many religions did come out, you know. Okay. They finally got to the point when one of the workers, one man, he had children, you know, the workers, you know, the poor people, he was not entitled to go to school. Who goes to school when the school starts? Jesus the rich people's sons. You see, what? Who's the son? This people is really educated now. You take the government for example, he was one of those. You know. Those are the people who they had the opportunity to go to school, but not the poor people. The poor people is supposed to be working all the time.
The father couldn't read.
Yeah.
The father.
But how these people, they get to listen? Because he had a God to go and tell the people what it is. He had the man, that man got the courage to tell the people, I don't buy your language. I don't buy your school. I buy the action, the way you're acting, you know. Those people, they don't talk about their language.
Those people, he talk for the Bible in his hand. And that's the way the people listen. That's the people who are in victory. They help the people to get out of the slave. Okay, it happened once. And the same the stories, you know, from the Quran, the people, they can't go to poor people, they can't go to school. They make the people believe they might, one of the workers, he get married. They have to donate a wife to the growers, to the boss. Well, nowadays, ask me, do you think it's right? Nowadays, we got a school. We know, right? Then you're willing to give me the donation wife to me when you get married. But why the people he was doing? So I think it was a slave right there, you know. Okay. Someday if they cut the revolution, then they started fighting for rights. So many people they get killed. They killed one of the big lords. And they give all these land to the poor people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they come to call them Pancho Villa, who said, he said, well, you steal it. There was a man who liked to steal things. Call the man who liked to steal things. Well, it was for the victory and the dignity. That man had a dignity because he didn't steal things for himself. He steal things to give to the poor people.
They belong to him anyway.
And the rich people, they say, that man is just a stealer. That's what he are. Same people, they like to steal money. They like to steal things. That's all they want. He don't fight for no kind of victory. But he was a victor they have.
He's a great leader. Zapata
should have done it. Zapata. He was a man to fight for so many rights. But all the Indian people, you can all education, he's the one who built up from the school for them. This is the one who tried to do something about it. Who killed the Mexican soldiers, didn't they? Why he killed? Because he was a traitor. You see? He didn't want the bird, he didn't want somebody to tell the government what to do. And that's what we do now. See, now I suppose I want to go to the White House. I bet you let me walk in there. The government, they don't listen to me because I'm a poor man. But see, I was a millionaire and he gave a special meeting for me. Someday I might walk in there. And I'll be glad today to go and tell the son of a bitch right to the government. Even if it's my last word, I'll be glad to go ahead and tell him. Tell him what it is, who is it, and who I am. Because I'm a man, I've been sent from the Leno without an education. But I was a man, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to die. Because I think, or I got it in my heart, that what I'm fighting this for a good cause. That's what causing a family to so many other people's families. Because I say always, I say this, if you don't fight for your children, who else is going to fight? There's nobody fighting for your children. But you have to stand up and fight for your children. And that's what I do myself. Fight for all the children I can. And not say myself, today you win the strike and tomorrow I die. And somebody say, okay, we give you the victory of the strike, but you're going to lose your life. I don't care. I'll be willing to give it for. But I know someday I come to the victory. I know someday my son could be proud of me. That's what I want.
They'll all be proud of you.
But the people nowadays, they find somebody's victory. Somebody to fight for civil rights and things like this, you know. Soon as that man is dead, 1 year, he forgot. Very few people is a man here. Very few people. You take Canada, he was a man, he was a grateful man. He was doing something for the poor people, but the rich people don't like him. You don't like him at all. Okay, they kill him.
Who is that?
Canada. President in Canada.
Oh, Kennedy, yeah.
Okay, they kill that man.
I would like to tell you.
There's very few people who are mind by him. Very few people who are willing to know the story of this man.
because we prayed. And his story already tell us the truth. And his story already tell us some things we don't like to hear. And why we don't like to hear? Because it's true. Mm-hmm. And we got so many things behind. You take United States for example. They call them a free country. But like I told you guys last night, United States is such a big country. It is a big country. They call themselves a free country. But when the rich people they talk, it's free for the rich people, not for the poor people. We got some pictures over here, you know. And not just the pictures, we got some words. This picture, you see, it's the name of Mascaro. This kind of people we call him Mascaro. Because Mascaro, because this man, he says so many things. He's nasty. He tells the people nothing but the truth, but he's telling in our own language, in our own way. These people, he was arrested just because he howled huelga. Huelga in English, it means a strike. And tell everybody, what kind of free country we say United States he was? Free to speak?
That's what we want to write in that book.
As a free to speak, you know what I'm saying? Since a free to speak, why the rest of these people? Because 39 growers, they stand up and say, it's not right. 39 growers, they stand up and be the judge of the whole generation.
39
growers. We got 39 big growers. Do you think it's reasonable? 29 glorious, both around the whole generation, poor people. Do you think it's reasonable for that 39 glorious to make us stop and speak our own language? You think they have the right to make us to stop to speak our own language? Do you think I do have the authority to say, don't speak English? Huh? I don't have it. You say, I want to know what you say, or do you not want to learn the language? But I said, just go ahead and learn it. So I can get to know what you're talking about. But I can't promise you, and I can't say, no, you're not supposed to talk the language. Because I'm not the man I'm supposed to say that. God is giving you language, and God is the man who's supposed to tell you no. Stop right there and don't talk that language no more.
We should all speak Spanish.
You wish all the people we
speak
English.
I speak so many Spanish, Portuguese, a few words in Hawaiian, maybe two or three in Chinese.
That's
the difference.
Then in California, you speak Spanish just like English because of the Spanish.
That's
people.
What I'm telling you. Like you say, that where he went to, those people, they call themselves American Mexicans.
Association.
Yes. All right. They just think they think that they listen to him, they will lose all that. But no, they don't.
They don't. They killed a child on the playground in New Mexico last year for speaking Spanish. It's against the law. They beat them.
Oh,
what?
Only English.
How many books
in Mexican school?
I have
how many books by the law in the United States is supposed to be made? Five, six, or how many books?
Of the law?
Yeah.
There's thousands.
No.
Law.
Only very few books are supposed to be written the whole law. It's something like a Bible.
Blackstone law? The Blackstone law, that's the only thing I know.
How many is supposed to be?
Years ago, man.
I think it's a Blackstone basis of the law.
Years ago.
I don't know how many books. It's
before
the English. But I understand, none of the books, they got to write down, it's against the law to speak your language.
No,
not. Or do you think it's sick?
No.
They don't see it. Anything. Who put that? The Nazi policeman.
And of course, Chinese.
This is the people today. Against the law.
Every exploiting. My family were Irish.
Yeah.
When the English came to Ireland,
Irish.
They wouldn't let them speak their language. They wouldn't let them.
I had some fine Irish that were wonderful people, and they told me about it. That and they
starved them.
Yes, they told me about it.
They had corpses.
Yes.
One in 1848 piled along the highways. They took their corn.
Mm-hmm.
The English took all the corn.
Yeah, I know.
And the Irish, because they wanted their land. They were making the big industry, and they wanted their land. So
Kennedy was Irish.
And starved them. And they couldn't even have a meeting. They used to have, finally they got down to the only meeting they could have was at funerals. And they used to put in the casket all the literature.
Yeah.
And they'd go up to the cemetery, and then they'd read Thomas Paine, the American Thomas Paine. They would read that so the others who couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd pass out the literature from the casket.
Mm-hmm.
This is, they couldn't read. The British wouldn't let them meet. Whenever you're going to oppress a people, the first thing you have to do is to stop them from talking. I mean, you have to say you can't speak your own language and you can't speak at all. That's the real intention, isn't it?
Well, as I tell you, see, my mother was too glad in Spanish, I just said this gentleman was telling you. She didn't speak English at all. And I had to learn that Spanish, and I like it. I'm very proud of it too,
Beautiful language.
I write it.
You write Spanish, don't you? You write
barely
a little
bit.
A little bit, yes. I read and write in Spanish, and I'm very proud of you. I learned it all by myself. But, I was saying,